Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapter on the obligation and virtue of Hajj. And under this, a hadith also coming that is explaining Umrah. So continuing with this chapter, عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال عمرة في رمضان تعدل حجة أو قال حجة معي متفق عليه. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, an Umrah performed in the month of Ramadan is equivalent to Hajj. Or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is equivalent to Hajj with me. So now can you imagine how great the reward is? Person performing Umrah in the month of Ramadan is equivalent to Hajj. Hajj is, we know how great Hajj is. Oh, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam mentioned, Hajj with me. So here we find that Umrah being equivalent to Hajj is in regards to rewards. It does not mean that a person goes in the month of Ramadan for Umrah, now he doesn't have to go for Hajj. Here what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining in terms of the fact of reward. The fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never performed Umrah in the month of Ramadan can be ascribed to him being involved in other more pressing matters in the month of Ramadan. It was also possible that he did not perform Umrah in Ramadan out of mercy and kindness for his ummah, because they would have found it difficult, and they would have found it that we have to make it binding upon ourselves to do it. So here we find the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the kindness. The first part that we mentioned, that there were more pressing needs. So this is also something that a person has to bear in mind, as we were explaining in the last few days, when going for Umrah or going for Nafil Hajj. Person has to look to see what obligations he's got here, what work he's got here, etc. It may be very easy for a person to continuously go for Umrah or go for Nafil Hajj, but it shouldn't be at the sacrifice of his duties and his obligations that he has here. And we gave one or two examples. Person that is taking care of his parents, person has got debts, or a person doesn't get leave, he's working, and he doesn't get leave. Now suddenly to leave, whilst that boss hasn't given him permission to go in his time for his Nafil Umrah or Nafil Hajj, then this is not the correct thing to do. Person should do things properly, then he becomes an example as far as Islam is concerned. We'll do one more hadith. An ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma anna mra'atan qalat ya Rasulallah inna faridatallahi ala ibadatin fil hajji adrakat abi shaykhan kabiran la yathbutu ala rahilati أَفَحُجُّ عَنْهُ قَالَ نَعَمْ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates that a woman said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah made Hajj obligatory on his servants. It is obligatory on my father now that he is an old man. So the question that is, she's first telling Rasulullah sallam the position of her father currently, that she's telling Nabi sallam, it is obligatory on my father now that he is an old man, and he cannot remain firm on a conveyance. You must know, those days they traveled on animals. And because of his health condition, he couldn't remain stable on the animal. So therefore it was dangerous for him to travel. When he would go onto the animal, then he would fall off. So this was the question she is asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he cannot remain firm on the conveyance. Can I perform Hajj on his behalf? Because he can't travel, he can't make it here. So can I do the Hajj on his behalf? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes. Now, there's one important masala that comes out of this. We explained that you get two types of ibadat. One is mali ibadat. Person is spending his money. For example, a person is giving zakat. This is a act of worship, but he's using his money. Person is giving sadaqatul fitr. We know the month of Ramadan is coming, and before the day of Eid, we are told to give sadaqatul fitr for ourselves and for our dependents. So here again, this is a monetary ibadat. But we look at salat, for example. Salat is 100% badani ibadat. It's done with the body. It's a bodily ibadat. Or for example, we look at a person fasting. This is a bodily ibadat. A person is fasting with his body. There isn't an element of him having to incur costs. But when you look at Hajj, Hajj got a mix of both. It's got a big mix of monetary ibadat and a physical ibadat. So when it comes to monetary ibadat, there one person can do it on behalf of another person. For example, Hanif bhai asked me that, how much zakat you got to pay this year? I tell him, Hanif bhai, I got to pay 10,000. He said, can I pay it on your behalf? I said, okay, pay it on my behalf. So my zakat will get discharged, but who had given it? Hanif bhai. So someone else can pay. When it comes to monetary ibadat, someone can do it on behalf of another person with getting his permission. Or Sadaqat al-Fitr, he asked me, how much you have to give? I tell him, it's 200 rand that I got to give for myself and my dependents. He says, okay, I'm going to give it on your behalf. Do I have your permission? I said, you have my permission. So he can discharge it on my behalf. So when it comes to monetary ibadat, this is according to our mazhab that I'm explaining, then one person can discharge it on behalf of another person after getting his consent. But when it comes to bodily ibadat, for example, Fajr namaz, Hanif bhai tell me, I'll read Fajr for you, you carry on sleeping. That doesn't work. You can have the best friend, he can be the most pious person, he can't. Or for example, you tell me, month of Ramzan comes, you carry on eating, I'll keep roza for you. That won't work. So when it comes to bodily ibadat, the person has to do it himself. And if he can't do it, then he has to give kafara for what he has missed out. So anyway, when it comes to hajj, Allah Ta'ala made it so easy that where a person can't do hajj, genuinely, his condition doesn't allow him to do hajj. So here this woman asked Rasulullah, my father can't stay on that animal, he's not stable. Can I perform a hajj on his behalf? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes, you can perform hajj on his behalf. So when it comes to hajj, we must have heard this word called hajj-e-badal. People use this word hajj-e-badal. A person genuinely can't make it. For whatever reason, he can't make it. Now he can appoint someone else to perform the hajj for him. So hajj, he can do that. So he can perhaps give that person the money. That person now can go. Many times people, they appoint people that are already staying in Saudi Arabia. So the cost also comes down. And they do this service where they'll do the hajj on behalf of some person. So you get people that are genuinely, for example, a paraplegic. Not too long ago, we visited one person. He was fit and he was healthy. Allah Ta'ala can change a condition of a person overnight. This person was very fit, very healthy. He was a very good swimmer. And he used to love to dive. One of his favorite pastime was to dive. So what he did was he dived from a bridge into a river. And when he dived from the bridge into the river, he misjudged the depth of the water. So he thought the river was much deeper. But when he dived, he hit the bed of the river. And immediately he became paralyzed. From spine, from the back downwards, from whole spine downwards, this person was paralyzed. Actually from the waist downwards. But because he hit his spine, that was the effect. So from waist downwards, this person was completely paralyzed to such an extent that he was bedridden. If I'm not mistaken, he couldn't even move his hands. So not just waist downwards, from his back downwards, this person was completely paralyzed. So from super fit to completely bedridden. So when we went to visit him, he's lying in that condition, he can't move. He could speak, his mind was still there. He says, I just need somebody to be my hands and my legs. I can do everything. He said, my mind is still strong. I'm still healthy as far as my mind is concerned. I'm lying like this, but I wish I could just have someone to be my hands and my legs to do so much that I want to do, but I can no longer do it. So therefore we learn something. His health is a thing. Don't take it for granted. Allah Ta'ala can change a person's health overnight. So whilst we got the opportunity, let us do what we have to do. Let us try and keep our qazas as far as our salah is concerned. The qaza as far as our roza is concerned. Person has got outstanding sajdah tilawat. He should try and make it. Person hasn't performed hajj. He should work towards performing hajj. But we learn one masla from here, that if a person is in this condition where he can't go, now Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy, he can appoint someone else to do it on his behalf. So that lesson we learn from this hadith that we did today, that this woman came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can I do it on behalf of my father? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.